back. We're in hour two of Immunize Wisely with my fabulous guest, Jeff Weitzman. And I wanted to go ahead and delve into, we could go into the E system. That's how we left off, I guess, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
Before the other one. Yeah, we didn't go into the E system, but then I also want to go into a little bit about correcting your status with the U.S. government and getting rid of the ONCAP's name. Those are big topics on this show. A lot of people have worked on correcting their status and been successful in maneuvering through the system. So anyway, but let's go into the EE system because that's really fresh in my mind. I had by the way, I had an amazing experience. I didn't realize, this is just me, I didn't realize when you go into it that when you're bringing your jugs of water, I had 2 gallon glass jugs, Susan said, take the top off. Oh my gosh, that made a huge difference because it was going through a metal lid. When I took the top off, it was like all the energy went down the funnel of the top of a narrow lid, and that water rocks. Oh my god. And I did it in Superior, Montana, but all of my containers were closed with a metal lid. Big difference. Big difference. Yeah, no, she's really amazing. So but anyway, go ahead and tell us how you came upon the EE system, what your experience is, because I actually encourage anyone that calls me for my Humbleweed products and asks for my help and advice, I tell them to go to EE system and find a system near them to augment the healing process.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. What got me excited about the EE system was that you could sit in a room with these scalar waves, these frequencies, and it's pure healing energy. There's no killing energy. Like, we used to come from this idea from Royal Rife that you need a kill frequency to kill the pathogens in the body, and then you need a healing frequency to heal the body. But what this woman, Sandra Rose Michael, discovered when she came up with the EE system, the energy enhancement system, is that if you stimulate the cells in the body with a frequency, the cells do all the work for you. It's so uncomplicated. It's like the cells become young again. They repair everything in the body. They get rid of the toxins. And that's why after you go in like a 24-unit system, a lot of people have sore throats or headaches because the toxic load is so heavy in their bodies. And it's really important to take a detox salt bath after being in the system so you get rid of all those toxins. And what I've found with my energy enhancement system here, a 12-unit system, I've had it for 9 months now, is that people who come in here with loss of feeling in their toes or their arms, they get their feeling back. If they're they've been somehow through some medical procedure where they lost feelings in their arms or toes, or they lost their smell, they're getting all that back. Somebody who was vaccine injured and had migraine headaches, they come in the system, they don't have migraine headaches for a couple weeks, and then they start getting them again, and then they come back in the system, and then the headaches go again. So it's helping the vaccine injured. It's helping people with cancer. I'm seeing cancer disappear in a number of people. And, you know, what we love to get to is we love to talk about how this is great. It's getting rid of your cancer. But ultimately, we've got to deal with the emotional issues, you know, at some point. But this is great. This buys you time to now go work through your emotional issues. For me, I have I have issues with my shoulder and my knees. And after being in the system and taking the detox bath, I mean, my shoulders and my knees work really well. And I don't have any pain. The gut, it helps the gut to flow. So I'm just really just sold and very excited about offering this to people and getting to see the number of people that are helped. Eyesight, people say their eyesight's being helped. So it's, again, it's just a pure healing frequency. You sit in it for 2 hours, or you can sleep overnight in it. You take a detox salt bath, and here's the killer. Not only do you get physically, you know, the body sort of repairs itself, I have a spiritual reset that happens. So after sort of taking a nap in the system and taking the detox bath, it's almost like everything calms down in my life and I can see clearly and I know what the next step is that I need to do.
Yep, I totally, that's why I'm like hooked, and I'm like, gosh, I don't have that much money. I mean, Susan, who bought it here, it's because she went to the Scottsdale one twice and had such amazing results just for the first 2 hours when she did one that she got hooked. She says she spent all her retirement. She literally cashed in everything to make the system happen.
For people that want to go to a system, it's only $60 an hour. I mean, I feel that's like one of the cheapest solutions you can find.
Right. Yeah, she's even offering a better deal. If you ask for a senior discount, I mean, I paid $100, but I paid $95. She says, "Oh, that's not." I said, "I'm just going to give you $100 because it's usually more than that, you know." And so I was like, "Yeah." And then I found someone in there, you know, that's been struggling with cancer. As part of our Wire Idaho network. So that was neat, you know. It's a super, super wonderful energy. And, so I brought, just so you know, this is the weirdest thing. So I've been doing the salt and the baking soda. So it's 2 cups salt, 2 cups baking soda, 1 cup borax is what her detox bath is. And you do it as warm as you take it. Right. So have you put it into... You know, so I made 3 baggies up. I brought it into the thing. When she said to unscrew the caps, I took, you know, I said, well, I don't want the plastic. And I just opened it up, the baggies, and had it sitting there against the gallons. And I was really close to a unit, you know?
Yeah.
And when I took that home, it was totally different, the consistency. It was like electrified and charged. And it created these little teeny styrofoam-like balls that were just...
Nice.
You know, it was very bizarre. I've never seen that consistency happen. It was so intensely charged. Have you charged your bath stuff?
We do. We put all of our salts in the room with us, and so all of our salts are charged up in the room.
So how do you dissolve it in water? I mean, I was like spending like an hour in the bath, you know, crushing these little things with my hand.
Yeah, they dissolve pretty well in our bathtub. We haven't had that problem. So maybe it's just the type of salts or that you buy.
But I actually did San Francisco Dead Sea Salts.
Oh, great.
I did that and then just Arm & Hammer baking soda and, you know.
Good.
Borax. But yeah, I was amazed at the energy, just the energy. I mean, I feel totally really, really good today. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do it once a week and it's just such a healing, regenerative part of my whole health protocol, you know, spiritually and physically.
Right, and some of the testimonies that they have are short of amazing. There's every now and then you run into someone that I didn't feel anything, you know. And I mean, you see that a lot. And what Susan's the owner of the one I'm, you know, north of Sandpoint area. She said, many of these she found that men don't feel it at all. I mean, you're a man, you feel it, but. She actually, her husband doesn't feel it at all, just thinks it's kind of woo-woo, you know.
That's
funny. And women, you know, like I was holding up my hands. My sister didn't feel it, but I said I could feel it on my palms. I mean, a 24 unit is pretty powerful, and you feel all this tingling sensation when you open up your palms, like it's absorbing this energy.
Well, I mean, and for the men who say they don't feel it, then let's just look at their scans if they have prostate cancer. Because, you know, the men that come in here with prostate cancer, their PSA numbers go down, 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 down. So even if they don't feel it, the results are there.
Yeah, because their body's in repair mode. It has the energy it's needed, the right kind of energy to heal. So that's exciting. Yeah. So let's I did put some links in the chat room, you know, just explaining it, you know, like in a few sentences so they can understand that, you know, it's a scalar waves and photon collision, you know, like religion. So that creates this energy, you know, and it, and the activation charges the millivolts in the body, and that charge allows your body to heal itself. So it is pretty amazing. But that's all. I have it all in the chat room. If you go to immunizewisely.chatango.com. So the other thing is, I've corrected my status, and there's different ways to do it. What did you do to correct your status? And and then after you tell me that, I want to ask some questions.
Yeah.
There's some different ones.
Yeah, I think the first question one has to ask is, what do they want to accomplish by correcting their status? And for me, I wanted to have the ability to, first of all, take control of the all caps name, the business entity. I wanted title to that. Like, I didn't just want to separate from it. I wanted to own it.
Yep.
And beyond that, I wanted to change my status from being a debtor to being a creditor. I wanted to have the government owe me all the money that they owe me, rather than me separating. Like, I don't want to be separate from the IRS, because the IRS owes me money. They need to give me a lot of that money that the government's taken from me. And so my process was to become a secured party creditor, which I hired somebody to file a UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, document with the Secretary of State that in essence says that I am no longer a debtor, that myself, the living soul, is now taking control of that all. That is the debtor, and I am now the creditor. I own it. And so with that status correction, if a police officer tries to pull me over on the road, I tell him I'm a secured party creditor. I show him my passport and my UCC1 stating that, and he goes, oh, okay, be on your way, because he sees on his own scanning information that it says do not detain. So I really wanted that level of protection, since I'm a person that they've censored so heavily. I wanted to be bulletproof so that they could not continue to do the things that they were doing to me, so that if they did continue to violate my constitutional rights, I could file a tort claim against them and make the money that they would owe me.
Right. So you went ahead and filed this with the Secretary of Commerce or in the federal government?
Secretary of State. It was notifying the Vatican, the Crown of England, Washington, D.C., and the Secretary of State. And it took about 3 months for it to season. So 3 months to do all the paperwork, 3 months for it to season, for them to fully understand who I was. And then from that point on, I was free.
Okay. Let me repeat. The Vatican, Secretary of State.
The Crown of England and Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. So those are all the people in power. Those are the people that control me, try to control me.
Right. But who in D.C.? I mean, D.C. is big. You know, there's a card with your birth certificate, you know, that would be the Department of Commerce, I thought. I mean, there's a Secretary of State, too. I did the Secretary of State, and I feel like I should do the Department of Commerce.
Yeah, I think it's
you're cutting out a little bit.
All the information. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Just try to stay still.
Okay, yeah, let me stay still. So Janet Yellen, the U.S. Treasurer.
Okay.
That's who needs the information.
Right, exactly. Okay. Treasurer.
Yeah.
So that when you say Washington, D.C., you're talking specifically about the treasurer.
She's
a Fed.
Commerce.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long has this been that you've, what about in California, especially, I mean, I would think it would be difficult to deal with property taxes. So how do you deal with property taxes?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways. The first thing I did was I purchased my farm outright, and I went to the county recorder to file to record a land patent, which is me basically claiming allodial title to the land, invoking my rights to the land. And the county recorder said, we won't do it because it's illegal. So I took them to federal court and said that they were doing restraint of trade and that it is their duty to record my land patent. And so the local federal court dismissed my case. So we went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They dismissed the case. So now we're at the Supreme Court. And within 3 months, I'll have a decision from the Supreme Court on whether or not they're going to force the state of California to not only grant me record my land patent, but then pay me the $2 million tort claim for them violating my constitutional rights. So that's where we're at with that right now. And once I have a land patent, then I can pull my land from the county records so that they can no longer assess a property tax against me. And that will be a fight, but it will be a fight that I will win.
Wow. So, the Supreme Court, they really do pick and choose their battles. So that's where it's at right now. You have a writ of certiorari filed with them?
Yeah. And if they, for whatever reason, dismiss my case, there's still the international court where they handle all the treaty law. And since this is based on the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, the international court will rule in my favor. So one way or another, I'm going to get the land patent. Heck, there's already 250,000 land patents in California. And they just at one point, you know, in the last 10 years said, no, we're not going to do it anymore because
too much revenue. You're cutting out again.
Ah, sorry about that. Well, I can't. I'm stationary in one place. It must just be an internet problem.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, if you have a wireless connection or you're corded, I'm completely corded. So it's okay.
Yeah, I'll try and do that at the next break.
Oh. So now the producers say he doesn't hear the interruption, but it's coming through on my end. Okay, well, okay. That's good. He's steady on the air with RBN. Oh, well, okay. So, God, there's so many things I would want to ask you. But, yeah, the SCOTUS thing, that's pretty fascinating that you – so are you doing it with anyone else or is it just you and
it's just me.
So you're just doing it yourself.
And the person that's – I am, but I have the guidance of a lawyer who studied – with retired judges, so he knows how to get through the system. And without that, no one would know how to get through the system and make it to the Supreme Court.
Right. Yeah, because this is a real important case. I mean, you know, I've corrected people over the years so many times that it's not the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's silly. It's a right to life, liberty, and property, because without property, you can't have life and liberty.
Yep.
So anyhow, stay tuned. You're listening to Jeff Weitzman on Immunize Wisely.
De Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis, historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Pretty fascinating about your legal journey to secure a Lloyd Neal title, and my hat's off to you. Yeah. Because if it gets through the Supreme Court and they rule in their favor, which they should, and if they don't, then it proves that they're just another corporation under the USA Inc. and they need to be tossed out of their ear. This whole facade over the actual Constitution, because that was, you know, the huge thing about founding our country is the right to own property, which they couldn't really do without excessive taxes. Everything is property ownership. Everything. I keep telling people that. Oh my gosh. But anyway. So I want to talk about making the transition. You have all these great talking points from being in our earthbound body identification, ego driven, you know, person, as, you know, just like doing what, you know, a cog in the wheel in the matrix here, and I'm going to pay all my bills on time. I'm going to go to work and be a good little employee, and I'm going to take care of myself and my family the best we can. How do you get out of that mindset and work on having a spiritual connection a priority?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is that it's really possible for people to find a way to make a living and to work where they're contributing to other people, but they're not necessarily owned by the system. And I mean, for me, it was having a window cleaning business. And the beauty of the window cleaning business was I got paid in cash, and, you know, I would work maybe 4 hours a day, And I was able to make a living that way. And I didn't have to be a part of the system. And then after that, I was able to learn, you know, to go down the rabbit hole of investments and how to make money in the market. The market is so controlled right now, it's pathetic, and it's not a safe place to make money. But from 2000 to about 2020, there was a way to make money in the market. And probably the new way that people will make money is through gold and silver, as that's just going to skyrocket in the next, you know, few years.
Mm-hmm.
But once a person finds out how to make that living where, you know, they're not a part of, you know, any sort of system that is forcing them to work 40 to 50 hour weeks and completely disconnecting them from who they are,
mm-hmm.
You know, then now the process opens up to where we can start to leave all those, you know, parts of society that no longer serve us. And, you know, for a lot of us, that was distractions. And if the distraction is alcohol or sex or any number of things, you know, people can go to any number of the 12-step programs to work through addictions, dependencies, whatever. But that's sort of the next challenge for me of breaking out of the ego self is, what are the distractions that are keeping me stuck in this, you know, earthbound, ego-driven matrix society? And it's crazy. When I moved out to the farm and I no longer had the distractions and I was just in nature and watching the way nature behaved, at first I was in withdrawal because it was like, well, this isn't very exciting. I don't have my distractions. But then as time went on and I really got connected to the cycles of nature and what they do and how I can feed the life here, and then the life gives back to me in the form of food, that process became really exciting. And, you know, I got on the path with other people who were doing the same thing. And that sort of opened the door to this new sort of connection with a spiritual element that I had no longer had. Well, I didn't have back in the old sort of matrix society. So it's a process, but mm-hmm. that transfer right now, basically in one form or another.
Okay. Yeah, it is a process. I mean, I think everything in life is a process. When you realize you're not real happy with the status quo, that it doesn't feed your soul, that you look at other things. But anyhow, stay tuned. We are going to be taking callers, but I'll announce that after the break if you feel like calling in.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying other low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The caller line is 512-248-8252. We do have the 800 number still, but we're trying to get everyone used to that still. 512-248-8252 if you have a question for my guest. So I go ahead and wanted to bring up what Lark in Texas brought up in the chat. So do you want to address it? Should we mention what he said? He said,
"Sure.
You know, why give many authority? You know, so it's the Vatican, the Crown, and the D.C. mob with whom I have to file my appeal? No thanks. Screw
yeah,
them.
And
I don't recognize their authority or anybody else's."
Amen. Amen. And there's different ways of doing this. Take off and go in the private, that's fine. I think for me, because I was sexually abused as a child repeatedly for years and years and years and didn't have a voice or a chance to respond, I think as an adult, I'm much more of the mindset of, okay, now you took some stuff from me. I'm now going to take it back. I'm going to take back everything you took from me. So when I'm notifying DC, the Vatican, and the Crown, I'm not asking them for anything. I'm telling them, I'm taking it back now. I now own it, and I'm going to take back everything you've taken from me. So that's why I went that route.
Yeah. Yeah, because they do. They owe you plenty. And there's even
exactly.
More than that, but they owe you for so many violations, you can start monetizing those. Everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So. And somebody like me who's going to speak out, they're going to come after me. And so every time they come after me, then I'll be able to say, okay, then I will be, are you sure you want to do that? Because if you do, there's going to be a tort claim and you're going to lose your job and you're going to have to pay me. And you're also going to lose your bond if you're a civil servant. So there's a lot of power if you go the route of becoming a secured party creditor. That's why I did it.
Okay. And I can understand that there's many different, ways of going, but yeah, there's the system has to come down at some point. So the more people that figure out how to dissociate themselves from the fraud, and their presumptions that you're this corporate entity underneath, all these other sub-corporations and you're enslaved to this system, you've got to somehow distance yourself in some way, yep. shape, or form and reclaim that, no, I am a sovereign human being on this planet. And you could be freaked out by the term sovereign or not, but, that's really who we are.
Yeah, and if they've stolen that term, then we can go with I'm a living soul on this planet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, just inhabiting a body here and having experiences, and I no longer want to be part of that experience. It's not edifying anymore. So, go ahead. Others.
I was just going to say, not only am I a living soul on this planet having experiences, I'm a living soul on this planet that's part of the Great Awakening, that's part of the Great Ascension. And I get to be a voice in that. I get to be a part of it. And as I raise my frequency, others raise their frequency, and we're all doing it together. So this is the greatest time to be alive, in my opinion.
I agree. I mean, nobody has any power over you, and how you actually get to that place is really important, and it is a process. But at some point, it's important for us to get on the path and start working toward that end, because it is like the 100th monkey. The more people that are on that path and creating their own reality and healing from the past, then it makes it easier for all the people that have been reticent. And, it really is like the 100th monkey thing, soon it just becomes this big wave, this groundswell of everyone saying, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't seen any callers. I mean, we have plenty of people in the chat room, and this is like the first. Oh, we do. We have count on Tom in Utah. Yeah, he's on the line. So, Tom in Utah, welcome to the show. Maybe everyone's calling at the same time. Hi, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was an advisor to the film industry. I just wanted to let you know that I realized that acting is kind of a fill-in for to validate life and maybe a form of escape. But also, I just wanted to tell you, Annie Hesch was a friend or a student. And then curiously, she was, chasing that child abuse factor. And she paid the price, along with a few others that I know.
Yeah. Yep, and absolutely. The acting profession, a lot of us got into it for the reason of trying to get some validation that we never got before. And, Anne's story is dramatic because they took her out and trying to get free of the body bag that they put her in. And they shoved her into an ambulance and took her away. And that was the last we saw of her. So, but they're not going to get away with that child pedophilia stuff anymore. That's getting exposed. And that ring has lost its power. So it's very exciting that we're, in our lifetime, we're seeing that uncovered.
Yeah, I agree.
I got drug into defending families who are being accused of abuse and neglect. and I came face to face with the child trafficking problem. Anyway, Ingrid, when you get a chance, let him know. Since I don't have internet, I paid the price doing this exposure stuff. I'd like to talk to you. I just wondered if you were at the gathering with Paul McCartney and his memorial for Linda. I'd be curious to see if we cross paths. We still there?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Ingrid, can you hear?
Yeah, no, he was asking you. He wanted to know because if you were at Linda McCartney's funeral.
I think he was asking you, not me.
No, he was asking you. No, I know. Tom. Oh. Tom
boy,
has
I never got to it.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tom has bantered around with a lot of famous people, and he was quite the whistleblower, and he ended up losing his eyesight by the powers that be. So, anyway.
Yeah, not at the Paul McCartney memorial for Linda.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to speak to 3,000.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom. I'm sure, you know, you've done a lot in your life with maybe another time to have another show on, but I appreciate your call. Jeff is, it was like 2015, you know, when he started really paying attention to waking up, and it was over the cancer treatments of his wife. So, but he also saw many things in Hollywood, and he just steered clear of it. He heard pretty a lot of rumors, but he didn't really see how entrenched everything was until a little bit later. He still believed in the system, you know, with H1N1 and other things, you know. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. We all come to, you know, wake up at our own time, and it really helps all of us that traveled before, you know, working on waking people up. It really does help. I know all the work I did waking people up on the vaccine issue paid out in spades because, you know, I was one of the first people that, you know, independently got a website and said, no, we're not doing the safer and effective. They're not ever safe, and they've never been effective. And so I was at the far end. When I started, I was considered fringe. You know, someone way out of line, they didn't like my name. People freaked out over me, you know. And now I'm, like, popular. Imagine that. But, you know, you need to, like, you know, do your thing, even if it's the zeitgeist isn't there. That's a German term for, you know, when the time is ripe. Well, the time wasn't quite ripe, but I knew it was coming. It was coming. So that's important to kind of, you know, move with that wave when you feel it and move with it, because you could be, you know, opening the doors for other people to break out and state their truth. So anyway. So, I'm surprised. So, Tom, I appreciate your call. We have plenty of other stuff we could talk about. And I wanted to talk about, God, there's so much. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
So, you know, with your property and stuff, do you have a vision? I mean, right now, how many people are on the property?
On our farm, we have my partner and my son. And we're able to take care of the, we have a protea flower business, and we have avocado trees and citrus trees, and we have solar power. We're just going to try to dig a well. And once we have that, we can really go to town with the food portion, which is having, you know, growing vegetables and having some goats and chickens. And then we'll be pretty much self-sustaining, and we can, you know, have something here that can be a model for other folks for, you know, how to create something that can help other people. And we're separate from the system. And so now we're just working with other people that want to separate from the system.
So for you have a little bit of a community going. I mean, there's three of you now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's three of us here, but there's also other farmers in the nearby area that are, you know, doing it organically and creating things, and we can buy stuff from each other. So it's pretty neat.
So you can be doing bartering and stuff. So
yeah,
that's great. So digging a well, that's why you have to have a lordial title, because they have the states have claimed they own all the water. You know. I mean, I'm just saying that that's a huge thing, and being able to dig your own well without actually hiring, you know, a well driller. So, are you going to witch your property? Do you know where the?
Yeah, we had a guy from Primary Water Technologies come out, because Primary Water is, you're not just tapping into a reservoir under the ground; you're tapping into the Earth's ability to make water. They didn't tell us that. They told us that we only get water from rainwater, but that's not true. The earth manufactures water. It's called primary water. Mm-hmm. And where the rocks sort of push up, that's the best location to find the primary water. And he came out on the property and did a bunch of sonar and a bunch of geological, like sending down a signal to find out mm-hmm. where the primary water was. And he found three locations on the farm. There's one that's a really desirable location because everything feeds down from there to everything else. So that's where we're going to drill for the well. And it'll be exciting to have the water, because that's where they want to control us, is with the water and the power.
Yeah, exactly. No, when you control water, you control everything. That controls yeah. food. Yeah. You can live a long time without food, but you can't live very long without water or oxygen.
Right.
So, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, getting to the primary water. In fact, we should probably say a prayer to Deborah Tavares. She called me the other day, you know, because it's really tough for people in certain areas of California. And they're going through a lot of stuff where they're at, outside of, I think she's outside of anywhere. She's kind of near the coast, but not completely. She's more in Northern California. But it's been really rough, wireless attacks and no power. And it's just been really rough on her.
Wow.
Because the wireless stuff will, you know, the calcium channels in your body that, you know, Martin Paul talks about. You see all these older people really losing their dental health and losing their teeth, and that can totally be attributed to wireless.
It drains
calcium from your bones and stuff to neutralize the acidity caused from all the radiation. And she's she has everything corded and everything, but she's just struggling. So mm-hmm. I know a lot of people know Deborah Tavares with Stop the Crime. And she's a sweetheart, and her and Lou are just definitely needing good energy and prayers. But yeah, I mean, I'm amazed that you're in California. I believe you're still in California.
Yeah.
And I think, my gosh, that is a challenging state to live in. I was born and raised there, but I wouldn't want to go back. I have to admit.
Yeah.
I admire. I mean, it has beautiful weather.
I love California, and I don't mind the fight. I don't find them to be really at the bottom line. I don't find them to be any different than any other state, because I have friends in other states that are getting trapped by the system, and their children are being taken from them, and so it just seems like wherever you go, you're at risk. And so it's really about finding out how to put them in their place, you know, to let them know that they have no jurisdiction over you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to actually claim your children as property. If you have to nullify the birth certificate. I tried that with my own daughter. I didn't want to get a birth certificate, but I was married to someone that was very much a normie. I've been a rebel for a long time. And I knew that was a huge contract. I didn't like the whole birth certificate thing, but I have a whole thing on our Vaccination Liberation website where I've sent it to many people on, just a certificate of live birth. it's not a birth certificate. It's a certificate of live birth, and it's just signed by the parents, and that they've witnessed a beautiful birth, and you have a witness there, and you put that in their legal documents, and you can get it notarized if you want or not, you know?
Yeah.
So that just becomes your official paperwork, that witnessing that the baby was born and the name, and that, you know, it doesn't have to be but I know people that later on, I'm just saying, when you're trying to get your kids out of the system, I mean, it's great for avoiding CPS, but unless you're really good at homeschooling and you have other siblings and you're really, this is like your dharma to be an excellent parent and teacher and model that type of lifestyle, I see these kids, they end up trespassing right back into the system.
Yeah.
So it happens a lot. Not everyone's really hell bent on being a super parent either, you know? And so a lot of the kids get in the lurch. I mean, how many of us were perfectly parented? I don't think any of us, you know? It's not like they give you a manual, right? So we have Ken on the line. I believe it's Ken in Texas. Welcome to Immunize Wisely, Ken.
Good evening. Hey, since we're short on time, I'll just try to ask these two questions. I'm really excited to hear about you're doing the primary water thing. I've been looking into that for a long time, but never had an eval done, and just curious what kind of do re mi you're looking at to have the survey done, and then also what approximate depth do you think you're going to have to drill to?
Yeah, I know. I think we're going to probably have to go 800 feet. We might get it at 700. We might have to go 1,000. But from the sonar work that he did, it looked like it was down there about 750 feet.
Interesting. Is that an expensive process to get him to do the primary water survey?
It wasn't. It was under $3,000. I mean, I think I got a special deal because he was in the area, and so I think I might have been $1,000 or $1,500.
Fascinating. And at that level, do you still have to pump the water out, or does it, like artesian well, kind of push itself up?
I think we'll still have to pump it, but it will be readily available and it will keep coming, so that we won't have to dig further. It'll keep pumping up in that same area.
That's really fascinating. I've talked to some of the local city officials here, telling them that they need a primary well for our little town, and so far have been successful, because they look at me cross-eyed when I talk about it.
Right.
So I'll be definitely watching to see how that goes for you. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and if you want, take a look at Primary Water Technologies. Do a search for them, and they've got stories on their website of places all over the world, including in desert regions, where they've been able to access primary water.
Yeah, because with these dumps, the word is that they're messing with the aquifers. And if they can turn off, your access to an aquifer, that creates some problems with your primary water, then you bypass that control factor. So anyhow, thank you all very much. Appreciate you taking my call. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ken. You know, we are of the opinion that there's actually good stuff going on. There's evidence all around us. If you really want to do some, clear looking, there's obviously clones and doubles and weird other stuff going on too. And that gets a little sci-fi for some people. But you know what? It's all going to come out in the wash, and I know I'm going to be vindicated, because I've seen way too much wild stuff in my lifetime with my own eyes. Don and I witnessed some pretty wild stuff. Like UFOs coming out of a lake and, stuff like that, both of us, I mean, I don't have someone to witness with me now, but Don and I saw all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we have Mike in Kentucky. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, a couple of things on the tooth issue and what you just mentioned there, the not the UFOs coming out of the water, but what was it before that? You said...
cloning, and there's a lot. We're living in really sci-fi times. What can I say?
Well, listen, where they're harvesting, they're digitally capturing everybody's face prints and all these social media platforms and driver's licenses. It's not that difficult to find stunt doubles that set off the software because their face is so similar. That has caused problems. In when they roll out this facial recognition, there's several cities in Florida. Faced false arrest lawsuits because they were arresting people that were setting off the facial recognition software that had warrants out, and it wasn't the right person. So they had to redo the face algorithms. But in this little town, I call it the targeted town of Kim Davis, at one point I had about four stunt doubles, and it's only a community, well, the entire county is 23,000 at the time. Now it's about 25,000. So, you know, you think about that. Everybody's got a double. How did I end up with three or four? But the other thing, I shocked the dentist by using this stuff called Calm Magnesium. It has a proprietary magnesium citrate. And she said, you know, 6 weeks earlier, she was like, what are you brushing your teeth with? And I'm like, well, I'm using some peroxide. And sometimes I use salt. Sometimes I use, you know, baking soda and peroxide. And she was like, well, you're brushing your teeth too hard. I can see through your enamel. Well, I saw this old movie where this guy pulled out this little metal tin, like looked like a shoe polish tin, but it had toothbrushing powders in it. It was from, like, the 30s. And I'm like, I'll use Calm Magnesium. And when I went back, she was like, what did you do, you know? And apparently it remineralized the enamel. And you know, like some of this toothpaste that they claim will remineralize your teeth. She was like, I'm gonna have to look into this. She was shocked, but then she had a tattoo of a pot leaf on her arm, and it didn't fly in this this town.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Alrighty.
Okay, thanks so much. Thanks, everyone. Really appreciate it, Jeff. Fascinating. Really fascinating. I really, really appreciate it. So please go to his website, jwfilms.com or jeffweitzman.substack.com and support him. So, you know, God bless you in the ascension. We're all ascending.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.